Okay. The first thing I want to do is look at this math problem that I told you to work on, if you wanted to, over Wednesday. So I am now going to choose between multiplication, division, addition, or subtraction. So the first thing I did was I went in and changed the prompt so that I list all of the four possibilities. Okay? That doesn't do anything to the code. It just tells the user that they can put any of those four possibilities in. So then I go down and I start to ask the questions. If what to do equals an asterisk, then I multiply. Else. And notice that else includes everything that's going to happen beneath it. So I ask the first question. And then the second question goes all the way down to there. That's all the stuff that I'm including if I am in the else. I'm including all of this. Okay? So then I ask the next question. And the next question is if what to do equals a slash. And if it does, I do the true, which means I do the divide. Else, I'm going to do all of this. Okay? Or whatever it happens to work out that I've got to do. So if it's not a slash, I drop down and I say, okay, is it a minus? And if it's a minus, I do this, I do the subtract. And if it's not, I go to the else, which is going to include all of this. And in the else, the question I ask is it a plus? And if it is, I do this, add them together. If it's not, I do the false. So I need to have all of those true falses set up. Okay? And as I said, when I do this, I count all the left curly braces and count all the right curly braces and make sure that I've got my counts the same and that I haven't left one out. That's my easy check. Okay? So those are the trues and falses. And notice with the add that I did a parse float. I could have done a parse integer. Pass INT, but I had to do something to convince it that I wanted it to add. Okay? So this is the code that I could write that goes down to all those different levels. Okay? So my flowchart for this would be that I would start out and I would set up my variables. So I set up my variables, I do my prompts, and then I start asking the question. So the first question is it an asterisk? And if it is, I do a multiply. If it's not, then I need to find out what it is. And the next question I'm asking is it a slash? And if it is, then I do my divide. If it's not, and it doesn't matter what order I ask these questions in. If it's not, I ask if it's a minus. And if it is, I do the subtract. If it's not, then I ask, is it an add? And if it is, I do the add, and if it's not, I've run out of chances, so they entered something other than what I asked for, so it's an error. Okay, they entered something other than an asterisk, slash, minus, or plus, so it's an error. So then I have to close up the bottom question. And then I move back and I close up the next question. And then I move back and I close up the next question. And move back and close up the next question. And then after I'm done with all of that, I do a display and I stop. So that's the flowchart that goes with that. Questions? Did anybody get it working? Yeah, a few. Do you follow it? That's the thing I care most about, is do you understand now how it works? Questions? Okay. Then I want to go back to where we were. And look at the programs. And that one was about math answer. Okay, so here we have the if with if. Okay, so the next one I'm looking at is the if with if. So I said, enter the number of points you've earned. And let's say I've earned 50. Okay, so on this one I said, okay, enter in my points. And then I said, if the number of points is less than 10, then it's not enough points for a prize. If the points is less than or equal to 50, you can choose from group B. Else you can choose from group A. And then I said, document write the message. So whatever the message was, I'm going to write that. So that is a simpler set of ifs. That's more like what we looked at when I had the multiplication and the division. So I'm starting out, and I declare my variables, and then I take in only one prompt in this case. And I'm asking, is it less than 10? So my points is the prompt that I took in, and I'm asking, is it less than 10? And if it is, then I'm going to put out the not message. If it's not less than 10, I'm going to drop down and ask the next question, is the number of points less than or equal to 50? If it is, they get a prize from B. If not, they get a prize from A. Now, I chose to ask this question by asking about the less first. But I could have asked the question, is my points greater than 50? If it is, they're an A. If not, ask if it's greater than 10. If it is, or greater than or equal to 10. If it is, then it's a B. Else, no prize. So I can choose how I want to ask these questions. I just asked the lower one first in this case. But it would be equally 50-50 whether I might decide to ask the higher question first. Questions? Okay, the next one is Mass or Rhode Island. So I said, enter your name, Susan. Enter the state, MA. Susan, you live in Massachusetts. Okay, this is a very straightforward one. In this one, I decided to ask in a compound statement. Okay, so I said, first take in my variables, which are enter your name and enter the state. And then I said, if the state equals Massachusetts, or. So an or is written with the two pipes. And those two pipes sometimes look like they have a space between them, as they do on my keyboard. They're right below the backspace, so it's the key right below the backspace. Okay, so those two pipes mean or. So I said here, if the state equals Massachusetts, or the state equals Rhode Island, I did a document write. And I wrote out the variable that I had taken into the prompt that gives the name. I concatenated that with you live in, and notice the space on either side of you live in so that it won't get all jammed together. And then I concatenated that with the contents of the state. And then I put in a comma, but I could have just as easily concatenated that with a BR. So that comma could have been instead a plus that I concatenated, but I was kind of using both. So I said, document write, the contents of the name, concatenated with a literal, concatenated with the contents of the field called the state, and then I wanted a BR to skip down. Now, the BR is totally worthless there, because I'm done. I'm not writing another line. But I was into showing you how to put the BR in there, so I put it in anyway. Okay? So I do a BR. Else, if the state isn't Mass or Rhode Island, I write down, you do not live in Mass or Rhode Island. And in this case, since I am writing the contents of the name concatenated with this message, I put the BR right inside the message. Because I already had something in quotes. I already have a literal in quotes. So I could just stick the BR in there. Okay. The BR has to be in quotes. If I've already got some quotes I can stick it in, then I'm all set. But on the one above, I didn't. The last thing was a variable, the state. And so I had to have the BR separate. Questions? And the next one just goes into problem two, it's called, for lack of originality. Okay, so this one, I'm asking two questions in an and relationship. So and is the two amber signs. So that's an and. So I said, if, taking the prompts, if your birth is greater than 1980 and marital status equals M, then write out the name concatenated with you meet the criteria. Otherwise, write out the name concatenated with you do not meet the criteria. Well, I entered John, which wasn't tested. I entered 1990, and that met the criteria. But then I entered S for single. So it did not meet the criteria. And so I wrote out the you do not meet the criteria message. Okay. So if you have two conditions in an and relationship, and we talked about that in flowcharts quite a lot, then I can combine them and I can use the double ampersign. Okay? But in this case, I had one that met the criteria, one that didn't, so it took the else and wrote out, you do not meet the criteria. Okay, come on, we can do this. Yes. Okay, now I want you to take a few minutes and I want you to do this. I want you to take in the height, the width, and the length. And I want you to calculate the volume. I'm multiplying all of those together. And then I want you to ask the question about the volume. If the volume is greater than 50, do one thing, else do something else. Put out different messages. And if you would like to complicate it a little more, ask the volume question with an and an or about either the height, the width, or the length. So you can ask in here also, if you would like, put in an and an or about the height, the width, or the length. So ask the second question then. Okay? But I'd get the first one working and then go back and fix that. So I want you to write the program that will take in height, width, and length, calculate the volume. If the volume is greater than 50, do one thing, else do something else. And if you have problems with this, that's what Lindsay and I are here for. And you can work with the guy next to you. No, there's one woman in the room. You can work with the person next to you. Thank you.
You have an E or you have a...
I think with an E.
E? Or a...
E, I think. Yep, that was great. There's only a few things we need to spell, program, and...
That's right.
So we're good.
That's right. And in fact, a lot of variable names you want to misspell, so I'm all set.
Yeah.
If you're having problems, please, please ask. So you're asking if volume is greater than 50, and then, as I said, you can make it a little more complicated by putting an and or an or in there and asking something about is length greater than 10 or something like that. Oh, come on, somebody needs some help. Thank you. Okay, so the first things that I did when I want to do this is I want to define my variables and I want to prompt to get them. And actually this can be combined, which I did in the previous example, I think. I guess I didn't save it. Where I can say variable height equals and then put the prompt up to take in the value there. Okay, so I've taken in all of those. And then I know I want volume, so I'm going to set up a variable for volume. Okay, I put up a possible solution so you can take a look at it and see if it's matching yours. What?
It's like, I always kick this thing accidentally.
Yeah. No, you're not the only one. Okay, how many people have a bunch of you got an answer, or where are we? Ask questions if you have them. Notice on this one, and I should have pointed out an example. I actually included a head with a title, and I included body, and I hadn't done that in other ones, but I just went and did that here as well, mainly because I did a copy and paste from the previous example. So if you want to, you can have more HTML in your work. You can also go back and forth between JavaScript. So I can enter the body here and type out an H1 that says this will calculate volume. Close H1. And so I can put in some HTML prior to the script, and I can put it in after the script. So after the script, I could put in... Come on. I can put in another H1 that says done. Okay. So I can include HTML inside this as well as JavaScript. It's just when I switch over to JavaScript, I gotta let it know. And when I'm going back to HTML, I gotta close the script and let it know. Okay, so if I save this, and then run it, I said this will calculate volume, and that comes up, and then I put in 12, 12, 12, and it gives me the calculation, and it says done. Okay, so I put in some HTML along with the JavaScript. Now in the JavaScript, what I've got here is I told it, okay, I'm going over to script. Here is the height, width, and length. And I gave them an initial value of 0. And there's the volume that I want to calculate. And then I said, okay, height times width times length equals volume. So I calculated that out. And then I said, okay, if volume is greater than 50, this is the message I want. I could have put my document right in there and done the document write of the message right there. Okay, did document write and put in parentheses, quote, over 50, close quote. And that would have been fine. If the volume wasn't greater than 50, I went to the else, and the else put out a different message, not over 50. But again, all I did was set up message. Now, okay, I messed up. What did I forget to define up in my variables? I forgot the divine message. And it works just fine without it. But it would be better to put in the fact that message is empty. So I've now defined that. So then I go down and I do a document write and I write out the message, concatenated with the volume is, concatenated with volume. And so I put out the result of the calculation as well. Okay? I didn't really tell you what to put out, so you could put out a message, you could have put out the volume, you could have put out whatever. But I decided to put them all out. And then after the script is over, I wrote another HTML that just said done. Okay? So I can include HTML in my body just the way I did, and I can include JavaScript by putting in the script, close script, and that part switches over to JavaScript and back to HTML. Logic-wise, does anybody have any questions on this? Does it make sense? Does it come close to what you were doing? Okay, and there's a variety of ways that you could have written this. And then I said you could have gone back in here and added an and or an or in there. And said, for example, and height greater than 12. Or and height greater than 10 or something like that. Okay. Questions? Does that mean when I give you these problems for homework, it's going to be a piece of cake? Ask questions if you have them. Okay, so now I'm going back. And we're going to pick up loops, which are the other thing that we need to have if we're going to call it a programming language. We need sequence, we need selection, and we need iteration or looping. So I'm doing the one that is labeled while loop. And it comes back and says, how many times should I write the line? I say 5. And I'm going to click OK. And it writes the line 5 times. Okay, so I went back to just doing plain old HTML at the top and bottom this time. And I went in and went into the script. And then I said variable, and I'm going to call it data input. And it's going to be 0. And then I put up a prompt that said, how many times should I write the line? And I put a 0 in the box on the prompt. And then I set up a counter, okay? And my counter is 1. Now notice on this one, I did what a lot of people did, is I kind of put in the variable, took in the prompt, put in another variable. Or I could have put all the variables at the top. I prefer all the variables at the top, but a lot of people kind of put them in on an as-needed basis. And in this particular case, I wanted to talk about the loop and that one of the things we have to do is set the control. And so I decided I wanted it right above the while so you could see me setting the control. So I put it in that position. So in a loop, you need to set the control. And in this case, my control is count. Okay? So count is my control. I guess that's a good place to put it. I have to set my control, and I did that by saying variable count equals 1. Okay? Then I have to check my control. And I do that by saying is count less than or equal to data input. So I'm checking my control there. And then I have to change my control. And I'm changing my control by saying count equals count plus one. Okay? Count equals count plus one could also be written as count plus plus. So I am checking it and changing it within the loop. So I said while, and then I put the condition that I want to check. And the condition is while count is less than or equal to data input. And then inside my loop, I said document write, this is number concatenated with count, concatenated with the BR. And so I wrote, this is number one. And then I added one to count, and it went up to two. Okay? So count started out at one. And at that point, I then wrote the one with the one in it. And then I added one to count and brought it up to two. I loop back. Is count less than or equal to data input? Data input was a five. So yes, it's less than or equal to it. Okay. So then I go in and I do a document write. And I get the two. And then I add one to count. And I keep going through this until finally when I add one to count, it is going to be six. And at that point when I check, count is no longer less than or equal to data input. And so I drop out of the loop and write the BR concatenated with this is the end. Notice that I didn't need to do the concatenate. I could have just put the BR inside the quotes there because it was all one quote. So this is the while loop, and it checks at the top. So it's possible that we would never enter this, okay? If we put in a data input and left it at zero, we would never go into the loop. So it's possible that we'll never enter the loop. If count is not less than or equal to data input, so count is a one, if I entered a zero, count would not be less than or equal to data input, and I would never go into the loop. Okay. Come on, you can do it. Okay, the next one is a do loop. How many times should I write the line? And I'll do five again. And when I look at this code has a do and a check at the bottom. So I am saying do it and then check to see if you should do it again. So on this one, I always do it once. Okay, I will always do it once. So if I compare these two, okay, the while did the check at the top, so I might never go in. The do always does it once and then checks to see if it should do it again. So the programmer that's writing this code decides which one of those makes most sense for the code they're writing, and they do it. If you're writing a game, you may want the person to go in once no matter what. And so you would write it as a do. Okay? If you're giving away money, you might want to write it so that you check before you go in and only give away money when it makes sense. Okay? So you make the decision as a programmer about which kind of loop makes the most sense. And then the last one that we're going over, at least, is a... Oh, actually, I didn't do that till down below. So we're done on that. So we're going to move on to the next one, which is if with loop. So on this one, I said the count at the beginning of the loop is 1. Enter the number of points you earn, 12. Total points after add is 12. Count at the beginning of loop 2, of loop is 2. Number of points, 23. I'm now up to 35. I'm now going in a third time, 45. Whoops, I'm like 45 over here. I'm now up to 80. And I'm going in again, and I'll make this 20, and I'm now at 100. And I go in one more time, and I'll make it 20 again. Okay, only I just messed up in answering the question. So we will look at the code, and then we'll go back and look at it. In this one, I put in a bunch of alerts. Now, the reason I would put in a bunch of alerts is to be able to follow what's happening. If I'm not seeing the right data, if I put in a bunch of alerts, I can follow it along step by step and see what it's doing. So I said, alert, the count at the beginning of the loop, that tells me what count is. I add to a total, then I put up alert and tell what the total points are. So if I was having trouble and my add didn't seem to be working, this would show me what it was doing. Okay, maybe I was multiplying, and I would see this great big number come up and say, okay, wait a minute, that's not an add, maybe what is that? So the putting the alerts in helps me figure out what's right and what's wrong. Okay, and then I go through this loop 5 times, while count is less than or equal to 5, and after the loop is done, I drop out and I ask questions. Is the total points less than 10? And those are the questions we saw in another program. But in this case, I am accumulating a bunch of points, as opposed to just taking in points once, which I did on the other one. So I'm accumulating a bunch of points. Notice how I do a total. If I want to keep a running total, I say, okay, so at the beginning, input points, I put up 12 for input points. Okay? So now I go to total points, which started out at 0. So this is input points. And this is total points. And it started out at 0. And this started out at 0 too. Or actually it didn't start out as anything. Did it? I could have started it out at 0. So I said, okay, prompt, enter the number of points you've earned, and I entered 12. So now it goes over and says, okay, take what is in 0, take what is in total points, rather, which is 0, add the input points, and assign it back to total points. So total points has now gone up to 12. Then I went through, and the next time I prompted, I put in 23, okay? And so when I came to the total, I said, take what is in total points, add the input points to it, and put it back in total points. So I went up to 35. And then on the next one, I went through and I entered 45. And so it said, take what is in the total, add 45 to it, and put it back in the total. So I keep going through like that, and total keeps growing. Because I'm saying, take what's there, add something to it, and put it back. And so total points keeps growing. Okay, so the alerts are very helpful when you are having a logic problem, when the program is not it's running, but it's not giving you the right output. Okay. If the program doesn't run, okay, in Firefox, I have already brought up the menu. And remember, if you right-click on these four lines here, the ones that are all next to each other standing up, then right-click on that and you can choose menu bar. And you can get a menu bar. Okay. So if you run the menu bar and you get a white screen of death or something, okay, you can go into Tools, Web Developer, Web Console. And if you go into Tools, Web Developer, Web Console, it will give you some error messages down here that will help you figure out, hopefully, what went wrong. Okay? So again, what you want is go to Tools, Web Developer, Web Console. Okay? And that brings that up and will show you some things that go wrong. Okay? And so it will come back with a message. It will give you kind of the line number where the message is over here and will help you figure out what went wrong. And we will do that in a minute. Okay, so the next one I'm going to look at is final totals. And with final totals, we'll put in an error and see what it does with it. So enter the points player 1 earned 50. Enter the points that player turned in 25. And it didn't give me the other prompt. Do you want to play again? Yes or no? My mouse is overactive and it didn't give it to me. Okay, so on this one, I have got the logic of continue the program, yes. And I said while continue program equals yes. So it should come in and let me do that as often as I want. So I said, okay, prompt. And this time, as I said, I set up parse integer on the prompt so I would turn it into a number when it came in. And that works most of the time. And then I said, okay, on the next one, put up the prompt and turn it into an integer. So since I turned it into an integer up here, the adding doesn't have the parse integer next to it. Because I turned it into an integer when I took it in. So I said, okay, player one total is going to be equal to what's already in player one total plus player one entry. And player two total is going to be equal to what's already in player two total plus player two entry. And then if my mouse had been behaving, I would have seen a prompt that said, do you want to play again, Y or N? Okay? If they enter the Y, it would come back and play again. If they enter anything other than a Y, you won't play again, yeah.
Is there a way to ignore a case sensitive, or do you have to put like an or under the Y?
There's an upper, convert to upper. And I would have to go and look it up because it's not the clean little thing you would like it to be. But there is a convert to upper. Okay. And I keep missing it, mixing it up with other languages. So I have to look it up. So when you finally say no, or anything other than Y, it writes out the total for player one is, and the total for player two is. Okay. So, let's first try that again, since it didn't work the first time. Okay, so I'm going to refresh. End of the points, player 1 earned 12. End of the points, player 2 earned 21. Do you want to play again? So now it is cooperating. And I'm going to say why. Okay. Yes. Do you want to play again, Y or N? So I said yes, and so it says okay, and says give me the points that player one earned, and this time I'll say 34. Player two got 10. Do you want to play again? No. So I click okay, and it comes up and says the total for player one is 46. The total for player two is 31. Now, what I want you to do is go into this program, and after you write out the total for player one and the total for player two, I want to know who won. Okay, did player one win or did player two win? And so you've got to write some if statements to find out what player won. Now, how many possibilities are there?
Three.
Three. The three, player one won. Player one is the winner, won the most. Player two won the most, it's a tie. So you've got three possibilities. Since there are three possibilities and only three possibilities, you only have to ask two questions. Because if you get a no to the second question, then it's the third thing. Okay? So go in and fix this program so that you know who won. And I'm going to mess it up so that we can see debugging. Thank you. Nancy is really good.
I am.
Finally, thank you. If people are having problems with this, don't forget Lindsay is here from today from 2 to 6. That's enough time to solve any problem.
Oh, yeah.
Like it would have been. is going to work.
So I is copy that and I have to document right now. And then go a line above that.
Okay, there is a possible solution. I haven't tested it, so I may have a typo in it.
And then instead of messaging,
but there's a possible solution.
Given that, you want that quote, yeah.
You can ask any of the two out of three questions. It doesn't matter what you ask. You're asking two questions. Is player one greater? Is player two greater? Are they equal? And I chose to ask, is player one greater? And then ask, is player one equal? And so the default was player two is the winner.
And I guess my next question would be like, how many people are going to
be? So you would have like the if, else, and then another if. You know what I mean? Or you could do it like, yeah. So, yeah. And then you could just say the... Well, you would have to have a conditional.
Oh, yeah,
so it'd be
yeah,
like
yeah.
If player one totaled equals player two totaled. You know what I mean?
Then you
would
put out
yeah.
But then you wouldn't have to
have
the
option
for that.
You should. So there's a few different ways to construct it. So you could have your else, and then you could have the if off of that else. So, like, say if you were to go to your else, instead of where you have message player 2, you could have your other if saying, if player 2 is greater than, do the opposite of what you have in the first one, and then the else on that would be a tie because that's the only other option.
So, like,
there's
your else, and then
well, you have your own curly brace, but yeah.
Oh, you have the chance?
Yeah.
And I did have a missing parenthesis, or an extra parenthesis. When I wrote it, I put a closed parenthesis that to play one whatever you want to put there, so which messed it up.
Yeah, so do MSG equals, if that's what you want to make your message feel.
Okay, I just want to quickly, because we're running out of time, show you one that I did. And let me close everything else up. I had a few errors. So I had the debug problem. And I went in and I made a few errors. And I ran the debug problem and it gave me the white screen of death. Okay, so What I do is I go into Tools, Web Developer, Web Console. And it came back and told me that I had a syntax error. I was missing a parenthesis, a closed parenthesis. And it told me that it was on line 18. Okay? So that told me that information. Okay, so if I look at the view source here, I can see where line 18 is, and it's in... Wait a minute, I added something. Okay, so line 18 is in there. There's line 18, and there's my problem, is I'm missing a parenthesis right here. I never closed the parenthesis. Okay, right there, I need a parenthesis. So I'm going to go in and put that parenthesis in. And there it is. And then I'm doing a file save. And I'm coming back here. And I'm going to execute again. And it says, whoops, you've got another error. And this error is on line 20. The quote, string little contains an unescaped line break. And what it's basically telling me was that on line 20, I didn't have the closed quote right there. So you can see that I had a quote, but I didn't have the closed quote. So I go back in, and I put in the closed quote here. Whoops. And I do a file save, and I come back. And I run it, and now I've got point. Now I've got the thing coming.